This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Car accidents are the leading cause of weather-related deaths. That's according to the National Weather Service. Now, I don't know about you, but after getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for years every day and driving through all sorts of New England weather, I feel pretty confident. But I was curious to know if my instincts are as good as I think they are. So I decided to visit the Team O'Neill Rally School in Dalton to get some winter driving tips. I'm with the Morning Edition team. We're driving along a narrow, bumpy back road up through the White Mountains. The scenery around me is beautiful as I pass by snow-covered pines and frozen streams, but it's not the most peaceful drive.
So we're not even at the course yet. We're already getting a very good lesson in winter driving.
It's just after a winter storm, and the road is packed with snow. There's a little bit of sand, but it's not working too well in these conditions, and I'm only driving about 20 miles an hour because it is slick. Producer Mary McIntyre is gripping her seat as we go up and down this mountainous back road.
I feel like driving back is going to be the ultimate test, is getting back up.
Yeah, we're going to need all the skills we learned today to get up that hill again. We might be walking up, I don't know.
Well, we do eventually make it. And we're greeted by Wyatt's Special Projects Director here at Team O'Neill Rally School.
How's it going? Come on down.
This school offers a number of different services, and one of them involves a 7-hour winter driving course. Wyatt says the first step in learning how to drive in winter conditions is by putting yourself behind the wheel of a car that is skidding out of control.
Find a big, open, safe area where it's low pressure and just fun and sort of creative to do it. And just slide around and spin out and figure out what you did wrong and go back and try it again.
So we decide that's what we need to do today. And Wyatt turns us over to Travis, who's the director of operations.
We're going to have you guys sign this waiver. So in case you kill you or something, it's not our fault.
Good to know.
In case you go
home. Is that actually spelled out in case we kill you?
Today, he's taking us out to practice skidding in a little Ford Fiesta stick shift.
I haven't driven stick in about 6 years, maybe 7 years, so.
Yeah, right. I'll drive first. We'll get to the top of the mountain, and then we'll let you give it a shot.
How do you feel about replacing clutches?
I'm surprised he's chosen this small commuter car and not an all-wheel drive SUV.
I mean, it doesn't really matter the driveline of the vehicle to us. We'd rather have a vehicle with winter tires, and whether it's rear-wheel drive or front-wheel drive. This little car, this little Fiesta, has the proper tire for the job.
Lesson number one, good snow tires are best.
You know, we say all-season tires suck in all seasons.
Travis takes me out to what he calls a skid pad, which is really just a flat open circle of packed snow at the top of a hill, and I hop in the driver's seat. He directs me to drive around in circles, gathering speed until the tires slip and we're sliding.
Keep going faster and faster and faster. Lift and then brake lightly. Yep, there you go, and then back to the gas. Get your speed back up.
The goal of this exercise is to learn how to control the car with the pedals instead of just relying on steering.
We actually kind of have noticed over the last few years the drivers that we're training are a lot less sensitive and a lot less understanding of what you need to do with the gas and the brakes to avoid skids.
This Ford Fiesta that we're driving today is front-wheel drive, so I put a little pressure on the brakes when we begin to skid. But vehicles with rear-wheel drive might need a little bit of gas to get going when the tires slip. It's all about weight distribution. Travis says it's really important to learn how your own car works.
Creating skids and understanding why you created skids, and then how to recover from skids. That's what we want to really figure out as drivers.
For the next exercise, Travis lines up some bright orange traffic cones in a zigzag pattern. Now that I've learned how to control the car with the pedals, it's time to try those new skills with steering too. Travis guides me as I weave the car in and out of the cones, left and right. I'm practicing my footwork, steering, and timing. And so far, so good. It's actually a lot of fun. Until...
Right.
Nope.
I run over one of the cones. Travis reminds me that it's really important to look in the direction I want to go rather than stare at the object I'm trying to avoid, you know, like a bright orange traffic cone.
Hope is a bad technique, right? If you're flying towards a snowbank and you say, I hope I don't hit that, you're pretty much in the snowbank. But if you say, okay, there is no snowbank, I'd like to go over there, that works.
So if that 900-pound moose jumps out in front of you, don't stare at him. Look in the direction you want to go.
Is there any situations you get in driving anymore that you feel intimidated or you worry about?
Maybe other traffic is intimidating to me. Really slippery situations when I see other people struggling to do their jobs behind the wheel, that makes me nervous.
Bottom line, you might not be able to take a winter driving class, but get to know your own car and how it handles snow before you take your chances on the road. This story was produced by Mary McIntyre, and this is Morning Edition on NHPR.